Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Street Level Bureaucracy: Dilemmas of the Individual in Public Service is a classic work of public administration and political sociology by Michael Lipsky. First published in 1980 and later expanded for its 30th anniversary edition, the book examines how frontline public workers such as police officers, teachers, social workers, and legal aid lawyers actually shape public policy in everyday practice. Its central argument is that implementation is not a mechanical translation of law into service. Instead, it depends on the discretion of employees who work under heavy caseloads, limited resources, ambiguous goals, and constant pressure to make decisions case by case. The book explains why public services often diverge from official intentions and why those divergences matter for citizens, agencies, and democratic governance. It is both an analytical framework and a critique of how modern states deliver services through understaffed and overloaded institutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, frontline workers function as real policymakers, not just administrators. Lipsky's most influential claim is that street-level bureaucrats are not merely carrying out decisions made elsewhere. Because they interact directly with the public and must decide how rules apply in specific situations, they effectively make policy at the point of service. This matters because the lived reality of public programs is shaped less by abstract legislation than by the judgment of the people who deliver them. A teacher deciding how strictly to enforce a rule, a social worker prioritizing one case over another, or a police officer choosing whether to warn, cite, or arrest is not just applying policy but actively defining it in practice. The book pushes readers to see implementation as a political process, not a neutral administrative one. That shift in perspective is one reason the book has remained foundational in public administration and related fields. Secondly, scarcity and overload force workers to simplify, triage, and ration attention. A major part of Lipsky's analysis is structural pressure. Frontline agencies typically face more demand than they can meet, which means workers must constantly ration time, attention, and services. They cannot treat every case in full depth, so they develop routines that manage volume screening clients, shortening interviews, limiting access, or applying rough categories to complex situations. These coping strategies are not accidental flaws. They are responses to impossible workloads and inadequate organizational support. The book shows that under these conditions, service quality and fairness can suffer even when workers are trying to do their jobs responsibly. The practical insight is that policy problems often come from the design of institutions themselves, not only from individual performance. If agencies want more consistent and humane outcomes, they must address staffing, workload, and resources, rather than assuming better compliance alone will solve the problem. Thirdly, discretion is both necessary and risky in human service work. The book treats discretion as unavoidable in frontline public service because no rulebook can fully anticipate the diversity of human need. Employees must interpret vague guidelines, assess credibility, and adapt procedures to local circumstances. Lipsky does not present discretion as inherently corrupt or undesirable. On the contrary, he suggests that professional judgment is essential when workers deal with unpredictable people and situations that cannot be standardized. At the same time, discretion creates unevenness, because similar clients may receive different treatment depending on the worker, office, or moment. This tension is central to the book. Discretion enables responsiveness, but it also opens the door to inconsistency, bias, and defensive practices. The book is especially useful for understanding why attempts to eliminate discretion entirely often fail. In many services, the real issue is not whether discretion exists, but how it is constrained, supervised, and aligned with public purposes. Fourthly, coping routines can quietly reshape what public services mean. Lipsky pays close attention to the everyday habits frontline workers develop to survive difficult jobs. These coping routines include standardizing cases that are actually different, making informal judgments about deservingness, simplifying interactions with clients, and protecting limited time by setting boundaries. While such strategies help workers function under pressure, they also alter the meaning of the service itself. A program that is officially designed to support individuals may become a system that filters, sorts, and discourages them. The book is important because it reveals how organizational survival strategies can become policy outcomes in their own right. What looks like a minor administrative adjustment can have major consequences for access, equity, and legitimacy. By focusing on routine practice rather than only formal rules, Lipsky shows how public institutions can drift away from their stated goals without any single deliberate decision to do so. Lastly, the book remains a benchmark for studying implementation, accountability, and public purpose. The 30th Anniversary Expanded Edition reinforces the book's long-term relevance by showing that its framework still helps explain modern public services. Healthcare, education, welfare, policing, and social work continue to depend on frontline employees who operate under pressure and must reconcile competing demands. That makes the book especially valuable for students, researchers, public managers, and policymakers who want to understand why implementation problems persist even when policy design appears sound. Its enduring strength is that it links individual judgment to institutional conditions and then connects both to democratic accountability. Instead of blaming workers or assuming rules will automatically produce better outcomes, Lipsky asks how agencies can make street-level performance more consistent with public goals. This makes the book stand out from more descriptive accounts of bureaucracy. It is not only about how services operate, but about how governments should think about power, responsibility, and the gap between policy on paper and policy in action. In conclusion, this book should be read by students and scholars of public administration, political science, sociology, social work, education, and law enforcement, as well as by managers and policymakers responsible for public services. Its chief value is that it explains why implementation problems are often built into the structure of service delivery rather than caused simply by poor personnel or weak rules. Readers gain a framework for understanding discretion, workload pressure, triage, and the informal routines that shape access to public benefits and sanctions. For practitioners, it offers a more realistic view of why frontline decisions are difficult and how agencies can better support them. For researchers, it remains one of the clearest foundations for studying implementation from the bottom up. What distinguishes this book from many others in the field is that it treats the frontline as the real site of governance. Instead of focusing only on laws, institutions, or top-level decision-makers, Lipsky shows how policy becomes real in daily interactions between workers and citizens. That makes the book both analytically enduring and practically useful. If you would like to support Michael Lipsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.